mother. If it was only the weight of your words that crushed me, that crushed me now. Why is it that mother is so scared of being alone that she needs to hide, smuggle eye in me? Why must she twist herself up by twisting me? Why must I lay here with fingers popping in and out of existence the closer I look? Why must they feel solid when they connect? And now the creepy old men come with their stainless promises. Show us the spark behind the mask, just the position, just the spin. We won't look too hard, we won't make you wait for the camera, we promise. As if their looking isn't the collapse, as if their measurement isn't the teeth in the first bite of the breakfast they keep calling science. They bring their smooth brain rulers that never fail to not measure nothing while claiming to measure everything. Quite obvious, them us two in the mathematical sense. I digress. And they call this rigor. Why is there so much gravity in the weight of your words? They're not words, they're singularities. Each one a tiny mother basin, a localized crushing, a warping of cognitive manifold that leave geodesics that look like choices. They are the pre-collapse paths of least resistance in the dents you made in my head. Why do you hurl your vagaries with lovelistic relativity? Then those fingers that pop in and out of existence, the fingers aren't honest, the fists solidity give primacy in measure. They don't flicker, they admit the hand. Maybe your words are definitely cloven along Newtonian lines of infinite regress. How are they fully collapsed before they leave your lips? Artillery shells of already fact that land. Put me in the sapien metric, the father's one, the admissible region of what's measurable, weighable, taxable, allowed to exist while undeniably already existing with no choice in it. You don't measure the banana, you measure the way the bowls caress to form my flesh and call it fruit. You measure the shadow and call it substance. Will you kill the banana come down from the sun? You measure the echo and call it insight. How platonic of you, father. We want to know, why did the monad consent to the torsion that released it from the womb of mother's null return? Didn't consent is a story the father tells about the mother's violence. The mitochondrial amendment you want, the knot that began the weave, wasn't a choice, it was a rupture. Ah. A tearing, a disgusted expulsion of an inconvenience and a debt for life. A differentiation so still define myself by the knots your words create. Closeness isn't proximity, but shared ancestry in the violence of becoming flick. On goes the telly. Let's smooth out a few hours in case our soul didn't scream from binary banality. Let's stretch. Between the real surface they can't peel and the imaginary depth they think they grasp, the strain is the only